Central Illinois' newest state senator, whose district covers parts of Morton and Washington, has made her top priority in office clear.
This vaccine rollout is high priority on my list. That is a big thing on the forefront.
That's Sally Turner, the Republican filling the vacancy left by Bill Brady's retirement. I am Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, January 27th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Peoria Public Schools is pushing back the proposed implementation of its balanced calendar from fall 2021 to fall 2022. Tim Shelley explains.
The proposed new school calendar would cut summer break down from its traditional 60 days to just 30. In exchange, spring break would be extended from 5 days to 15, and a new 15-day fall break would be introduced. Dr. Sandra Wilson, the district's assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction, says the district is pushing back the timeline a year.
We're looking at a transition year for 2021-22 school year because we cannot start until August 5th due to the HVAC and making sure that all of our buildings are air conditioned.
Administrators first started examining the balanced calendar concept back in 2017, but implementation is now being pushed forward to make up for time lost to the COVID-19 pandemic. There's currently several subcommittees meeting to discuss different facets of the plan.
We're going to use the feedback gathered in those subcommittees to come up with a proposal for you.
Families and staff will also get their say through a survey to be mailed out the first week of February.
That is to gather initial feelings about the balanced calendar concept.
Draft plan will be presented to the board on February 22nd. A final vote's expected in April. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here's some more stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Health officials reported 2 new deaths and 106 more coronavirus infections in the past day, bringing the region's totals since the start of the pandemic to 510 fatalities and 31,376 cases. Peoria area hospitals are treating 66 patients with COVID, including 12 in intensive care units, down from 29 the day before. Almost 2,200 people in the region are isolating at home, a drop-off from just over 2,500 on Monday. Vaccination appointments at the Hy-Vee pharmacies in Peoria, Canton, and Galesburg can be booked starting today, and select Walgreens pharmacies in Peoria will be taking appointments for those eligible to get a COVID-19 vaccine this week. And the city of Peoria is getting a $200,000 grant to demolish vacant homes and properties in the 61605 zip code. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. After a 3-week interview process, Bill Brady's former state Senate seat now belongs to a former Logan County clerk. 5 Republican Party county chairs have chosen Sally Turner of Beeson to represent the 44th district for the next 2 years. The decision was unanimous. WCBU reporter Christine Hatfield speaks with Turner about the reaction she's getting.
All the phone calls and texts and messages and emails, that's overwhelming. I guess I really didn't think about that part. And another thing I am very appreciative of is the outreach by the fellow senators has been phenomenal. It made me feel so welcome, and I really appreciated that too.
You went through a whole application process to get to this point. Take us through that application process. What was that like for you?
It was a whirlwind. I learned of the application process and contemplated it, of course, with my husband and a couple of trusted friends, and I decided, you know, I still have a lot to give back to my community. And from that point, everything just flowed. I knew that this was what my calling was. Then when I met with those 5 chairpersons, I know this might sound odd, but it was fun. I haven't had that much of an engaging discussion with others in regard to government and politics in a long time. So shortly after that, I got a call about hour and a half or 2 hours later, and they selected me unanimously, and I was just humbled.
What's been your way of preparing for your new role?
I already a little bit of the preparation in that I have local government embedded in me over the last 24 years. Local government touches everyone in some fashion, whether it's your park, your school, your fire, your library, your township, road district, all of that touches everyone. And I've been involved in that since I started the county clerk's office and even continue on doing that now. Also, the preparation that I've had in the property tax extension limitation law, that PTEL. So that knowledge base that I think I give them is very helpful. And also my experience in cybersecurity for elections and just for government in general has been very helpful. My preparation is just getting down to the nuts and bolts. You know, we haven't met. I haven't met in person in the Senate, and I'm really looking forward to that, just to the process.
When you're in session, what will be your first orders of business?
Right now, it's COVID. This vaccine rollout is high priority on my list. That is a big thing on the forefront, is let's get into trying to see how to properly sign up people that maybe have been turned away because there's no available time slots. And some of these older folks in our community don't understand how, how they don't have a computer. How do I get a time slot? If I call, maybe somebody doesn't answer, things of that nature. So I think that's really, really important to get that out. And, of course, the economic fallout that we've experienced. I work at a food pantry, a local food pantry. And when I pull up to go to work, I can't even park. There's no room to park because the line is already lined up. And I think that tells us something as well. So I think that's an immediate concern.
And what are you hoping to accomplish in office with these 2 years left in what was Bill Brady's term?
Reaching across the aisle and getting things done, listening to people's concerns, having a commitment to others. I think that's what everyone needs to do. What is it we can do together?
After this term, do you plan to run for a full term?
Oh, sure. Again, I don't have any reason not to. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what the map will look like, but we'll wait and see.
That's new state senator Sally Turner, who spoke with WCBU's Christine Hatfield. Turner says her other priorities in office include the state budget and tax policies. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.